Kim Norton from Community Medics, thank you very much for your time. Great to have you on the show.
Morning, Kino. Thank you very much. And I'm sorry our CEO couldn't join.
No, it's fine.
His day yes, unfortunately, in his day job, he's on the receiving end when we don't save lives because he's with Forensic Pathology Services. So they're quite busy in this period.
Oh, that's fine. I still wanted to do this chat in our CEO half hour because what you're going to do is tell me the story of your CEO, how this business started, and how you go about doing what you're doing. And by the way, telling us what you do in the first place. So where did this story actually start? I've got a voice note here on Community Medics. So shall we play that, Joe, as an introduction to the good work that you do? As soon as I mentioned we're going to be featuring Community Medics today, someone had taken the time to actually send us a voice note. So let's take a listen. Wow. Let's take a listen to it.
Hi, Kino. Dave Thorpe from Table View here. When you talk to the guys from the Community Medics, I'd just like to give them a real, real great shout-out. I've had them help a friend twice who lives on her own, and they have been absolutely outstanding and phenomenal, and they are really, really fast. And they take care of everything once they come in, and if a person needs an ambulance, they organize all that, fill in all the necessary forms and so on. Then the other thing is I have a couple of friends who are volunteers, and these guys, they put in so much time and just I don't think words are enough for this organization. So shout out to them, and we are very, very blessed in Cape Town to have such an organization.
Yeah. When times are tough, when you need someone to rush to your assistance and you have to rely on the Western Cape Government Ambulance Services or ER24 or, whatever the other one is called, Netcare, at the end of the day, there are lots of other things that come with that. So, for example, if a private ambulance comes, you think to yourself, oh, how much is this going to cost me? I mean, you might even succumb to the heart attack. When it comes to, the Western Cape Government Ambulance Services, sometimes the challenges are how long it takes them to get there. But when you have medics in your midst, you can rest assured that you will get efficient responses from them, right? And we've been hearing so much about Community Medics, I thought that it is more than good enough to put in our CEO hour. Now, obviously, the CEO couldn't join us, but that doesn't stop us from talking about it. We chat to Kim Norton, who is with Community Medics. So, Kim, just after that long intro, let's talk a little bit about how Community Medics started and the work that you do.
Thanks very much. We initially started many years ago in Camps Bay, and the same need has been identified at various places around the city, and that need is for a very prompt service to go and treat and stabilize patients, because as you've mentioned, there can sometimes be a very long delay for an ambulance because ambulances are overburdened. And so because we live in our communities, we can get there promptly. We aim for within 8 minutes, which is the first world standard for responding. And we've got various levels of care. So we send somebody immediately, whoever is closest. We've got a wonderful dispatching system, which was designed by one of our members and is now used by 911 centers in America and in other places in the world as well. So whoever is closest will go, and they will treat and stabilize that patient. They will call for higher level advanced life support if necessary. If an ambulance is needed, we will arrange for the ambulance to be sent. If an ambulance is not needed but one has already been called, we can arrange that ambulance doesn't have to attend, so it reduces the burden on the ambulance services.
Wow.
Yes, so we try and work, well, we do work very closely with all the other services. Our dispatchers currently the control center, they're limiting numbers of staff in there, so we are dispatching remotely. We've got our system set up with our dispatcher remotely, though he does go in there on certain days, and we sit with the other ambulance service dispatchers and other emergency service dispatchers. So we've got that constant contact, and we're in constant contact with each other via our system. And yes, we get there. A lot of times we just really need to calm and reassure and advise somebody whether they need to go to hospital or not, but we can give immediate assistance within our various levels of care and get the right resources there promptly.
Okay, so where do you operate at the moment? You said you started out in Camps Bay, and primarily where's your focus?
Well, we have a number of divisions around, and it actually, a division when we have somebody willing to open one in an area is when we do that. So currently our biggest division is in the Greater Tableview area. Yeah. We call it our West Division, our Western Division, and that really goes from about Milnerton up to Melkbos, and then to about Wittersig, Edgemead, and the other way, and it's everything in that area. If you in that area, that's where we respond to. And then also we still have the Camps Bay area and the Atlantic seaboard. We also have a lot of calls in the City Bowl itself.
Yeah.
So that's one of our areas. And then we also do the southern suburbs. I think that area sort of goes Rondebosch to Tekai. It's a fairly small area, and it actually falls under our central division.
And so how many staff members do you have looking after this? And what is the relationship there?
Our members are volunteers. We have one permanent staff member who's our dispatcher because we run a 24-hour emergency service. So when he's on duty, the volunteers step in and do the dispatching as well. And then I think it varies, but I think we've got about 80 members who either respond to calls or they dispatch or do our emergency line phone answering as well, and or they do all three. And our members come from so many different sort of walks of life. So some of them work in the industry full-time. They work for Metro or they work for other private services. We've previously had members who were part of the fire service as well.
Right.
Some of our members are completely unrelated. They've gone off and done courses at their own cost to qualify and register with the Health Professions Council so that they can join us. We have retired people who join us. We have people who are studying to become advanced life support paramedics, and then they join us as part of our community responder first aiders while they're in that process. So we really massive variety of people, and we really have somebody for every niche.
So you also have one of the top paramedics in the Western Cape who leaves a normal shift and sometimes comes straight onto a community medic shift.
Yes, we like them to have a bit of a gap between, so we like them to have a day of rest in between. but yes, that does happen. And then we have other people who leave their office and then come and do a shift. But yes, so some incredibly dedicated people and people willing to wake up in the middle of the night when there's a call, when somebody, and the call comes through and says, somebody who is two houses down from you is choking. They were having a midnight snack. They're choking. Can you get there? And then they will run across there. And then otherwise we're on duty in our response vehicles and we attend to all the calls that come through.
I mean, that is so selfless and so amazing. So how do you actually make ends meet? You know, obviously you need vehicles. I would imagine the equipment in these vehicles, they don't come cheap. So someone's going to pay for this. And who does?
Well, if only more would. yes, our monthly running costs are the same as any emergency response service. Our only saving is salaries. So yes, we try to get members of the community to sign up for monthly debit orders. We try and approach companies within our communities to give us monthly funding because big donations and that, they're wonderfully helpful. We can buy the big equipment with them. We can get vehicles, things like that. But it is the monthly budgeting for our running costs that affect the patients directly that are the things. Things like automatic external defibrillator pads, those cost over 1,800 Rand each. And in the December-January period, we can sometimes use 4 to 6 pads in a day. And then we'll have other periods where we'll go 2 months and won't use, but they also expire. So yes, the equipment is very, very expensive. There's also the maintenance and calibration of equipment. There's the fuel for the vehicles. Our responders, we try to give them back as much of their personal stock as they use, but where we cannot afford to do so, they go out and buy and replenish their own stock. So very high cost, and it's all directly related to getting that help to those patients promptly and the right level of care.
Great. And then, I mean, so who deals with the business side of your business? So, you know, because at the end of the day, in order to be sustainable, you need to run a business and run a business. And when I say a business, obviously, you're not going to be necessarily charging people for the work that you do.
No, we don't.
Exactly. So you still need to sustain the business through, because for example, you could get corporates that pay you a monthly fee to assist anything that might happen inside their spaces, for example. I don't know. Those sort of things. I mean, who actually deals with that side of it?
I do. Have an accounting firm who assists us with the actual accounting side of everything.
Yeah.
We have a board, and then we have a management committee, which is our members who are on the various portfolios. So we have a fundraising portfolio, we have a media portfolio, logistics, so that we can run the administrative side of things. So that's also done on a volunteer basis. And yes, our sort of gold standard would be to have corporates who assist us with monthly donations towards items, stock and what have you, as I've gone through our running costs and our oxygen and our IV lines and all of that. And yes, we voluntary, so there are, you know, occasions where we might have 7 calls going at the moment and all of our responders are on them. We still arrange for a service to attend. If we get a call, it will be serviced. If we can't do it ourselves because all our volunteers are on other calls, we get another service there. So as much as we can never say to a corporate, oh, it will definitely be us who responds if you guys have an emergency, there will be a response. You will never be left high and dry with nobody.
Absolutely phenomenal stuff. We'll be wrapping up our chat. This is our CEO feature. We are chatting to community medics, really making a wonderful difference, not charging people for the services that they offer. And they have, what, around 80 people? And this is all voluntary, people leaving offices, people leaving, you know, what they're doing within the healthcare system to be able to support the community. I just think it's absolutely fabulous. If you've got any good community medic stories to share with us as well, you can please do so. Numbers to dial 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp at 072-567-1567. This is Today. I'm Keno Cummings with you all the way through until midday. It is 5 minutes before 11 o'clock and you get your latest news. We are chatting to Kim Norton of Community Medics, doing phenomenal work. They certainly want to expand. Their biggest operation is in the Greater Tableview area, but they are represented in the south and they're looking to expand that. And if you're a corporate, by the way, you're looking to put your money to some good use. If you don't know what to do with the 50 billion you might have in the bank and you're thinking of maybe just creating a little bit of impact, then Community Medics would certainly be one of the places you can consider. But let's go to Des. Des is in Rondebosch. Hi, Des. Good morning.
Hi, Kina. How are you?
Always good, sir. Talk to me.
That's good. I would be interested in assisting in some way that I can. And that's why I wanted to know how to get a hold of Kim and what I needed to do.
Okay, how were you hoping to assist? Would you want to join Community Medics, or do you have any medical training, etc.?
No, I don't, but I would like to find out. I run a business, which I'm still very involved in. And our chosen charity is Reach for a Dream.
Yeah.
And that's where we donate all our money. We do transactional giving to them because our company is called Enriching Life.
Yeah.
you know, Liberty franchise.
Yep.
But on the, I was just listening as I was driving, checking, and it sounded like something when they spoke about, you know, being involved in the community, and if something went wrong with somebody, I'm an old goat, but if I could help, wow, I would love to.
Wow, you don't sound like an old goat. Hey? You don't sound a day over 35. Des, what we'll do is we'll connect you to Kim. Kim, I think you might get some valuable insights and assistance from Des. So what we'll do connect you. All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, Des, just hang on. Just give your details to Waleed, and then we'll sort of swap numbers between yourself
Make
and
contact.
Kim.
Absolutely.
Nice one. Awesome stuff. That is Des wanting to get involved. So if you can help, then this is what we're talking about, really. It's no use doing a CEO feature and talking about, you know, the good things people do, because the main aim behind the feature really is to talk about people who create impact, not people who just make money. And Dia is a company that essentially is a non-for-profit organization. They have 80 people. These people volunteer, and they literally go around saving lives, not being paid for it. So if you want to be part of that solution, like Des would love to be part of that solution, then, you know, absolutely give us a call and we'll connect you to Kim. So let's talk. I mean, so obviously paramedics, basic life support, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You need people who can do that. You need people who can obviously save lives. But what other skill sets are you looking for inside community medics?
People who are able to pull together fundraising events, whether those are sort of digital in the current climate or sort of the traditional fundraising type events, because those take a lot of time, and obviously our passion is to be on the road. So as much as those of us who are on the management portfolio are qualified to do the things we do on the management portfolio, we would definitely appreciate having those kinds of skills involved. Also on the media side, it helps to have people who are familiar with sort of public relations and that kind of thing to assist us with getting our, you know, getting helpful information out to people. If you have a look at our website and our social media platforms, we try and do a lot of information on the types of calls that we're running, but we also try to give general first aid information, like what to do if you get burnt or somebody gets burnt, what to do if you get something in your eye, that kind of general information. Yes, the main way people can help is a 50 or 100 rand debit order a month that allows us to help the patients.
Yeah, man. I mean, that is, you know, and to think about. So even if you're in those key areas that you serve, 50 to 100 rand a month at the end of the day could come at a major saving to you if you need medical assistance. So I'm definitely encouraging people to be part. Where do they get hold of you, though, Kim? By the way, for those just tuned in, Community Medics, represented by Kim Norton, our guest this morning as part of our CEO feature. Kim, where do we get hold of you? Do you have a website?
We do. It's www.communitymedics.org.za.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we've also got an office number that I can give. I'm just looking for it here on our website.
That's fine. You can even...
Obviously, our emergency numbers are prominently.
No. So, listen, you can what you can do is give those details to Waleed, and then on Twitter, etc., we can just put it up there for people who are looking
for it. Perfect. I'll do
so
that.
So we're happy to do that. But I want to thank you very much for your time. Representing Community Medics is Kim Norton. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is Today. I am Kino Cummings with you all the way through until